AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama will speak from the Oval Office tonight about the shootings in San Bernardino, California, and the broader threat of terrorism. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the FBI is working to determine if Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik, the couple that carried out the attack, might have been part of a larger plot.
Obviously, we have concerns whenever we see people who have large stockpiles of weapons or appear to be in the process of accumulating weapons and ammunition. At this point, we do not have any evidence that they were part of either a larger group or a cell.
Lynch was on NBC's Meet the Press, and Lynch says the president will talk tonight about steps taken since 9/11 and the attacks recently in Paris to make sure Americans and American interests are safe. Lynch says the message to Americans is not to give up to fear. A spokesman for the Saudi Interior Ministry tells the AP there is no indication Tashfeen Malik was radicalized in Saudi Arabia. Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie says there is no need for profiling Muslims.
We don't need to be profiling in order to be able to get the job done here. Increased surveillance, creating relationships with mosques and the Muslim American community across the country. We did that after 9/11 and prevented attacks.
Christie was on CBS's Face the Nation, and so was Donald Trump, who would focus the investigation in San Bernardino close to home.
I would be very tough on families because the families know what's happening.
Opposition supporters say airstrikes have hit several Islamic State group positions in their de facto capital, Raqqa, in northern Syria. Russian and U.S.-led coalition that includes France has been targeting Raqqa. A man aboard a Lufthansa flight from Frankfurt to Belgrade was arrested after threatening to open a plane door during a flight and bring the plane down. The man had to be restrained for the rest of the flight, and it landed safely. This is AP Radio News. Michigan State has moved up two spots to number 3 behind Clemson and Alabama in the AP College Football Poll. The only undefeated team in the NFL, the Carolina Panthers, visit the New Orleans Saints today. Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly is worried about people like Drew Brees and Mark Ingram on the Saints.
They got a good offense. We got to make sure we're ready to go because any little hiccup, those guys will capitalize on it.
Drew Brees says it's no surprise the Carolina Panthers are 11-0.
They're as good a team as there is, and they're playing extremely well right now. I mean, it's one thing to have talent at those positions, and it's another thing to actually put it together and from week to week just be that consistent.
A Carolina victory today clinches the NFC South title. Elsewhere, a playoff spot may be on the line as Buffalo hosts Houston. At the Meadowlands, it's the Jets and the Giants. Seattle is at Minnesota. Denver visits San Diego. Kansas City is at Oakland. Philadelphia at New England. And tonight, the Indianapolis Colts host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.